This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, my wonderful friends. Welcome back to r/Entitled People, where you'll hear stories about people who believe the world truly revolves around them. Guys, before we dive into today's episode, in the last episode, I asked you what you would do if you suddenly came into $1 million. A lot of the answers were super responsible, like paying off debt, taking care of family, investing, and I love those answers. But the one comment that definitely stuck out to me was this one. Money can't buy you love, but it will buy you a Cadillac to drive around and look for it. Robert, sir, that's the fast track to losing your million in the blink of an eye. But hey, it's your million. You do what you want. Guys, in this episode, there's going to be three stories. The first story is about a teacher who thinks she's entitled to pry into OP's personal life regarding her mother's health complications. The second story is a Karen who ruins a Santa's photo shoot, and we'll finish up with a father pulling a damn shark out of an aquarium because his kids want to touch it. Oh, the level of entitlement in these stories. You guys are in for a treat today. I hope you stay for the stories today, and do hit that subscribe button for future stories. Oh, and try not to feel too angry at these people. Let's dive in. This story is titled, Teacher Calls CPS on Me Because I Refused to Talk to Her About My Mom. My mom was in and out of the hospital when I was around 10 to 13 years old because of her bipolar disorder. And by the time this all went down, when I was 15, my mom was doing much better. She was home and she was even working. So in my final year of secondary school, one of my teachers began pulling me out of class in the middle of lessons, and at first, she just wanted to chat about my grades, which were average. But then, she started asking more and more intrusive questions about my mom and her illness, and began to compare my mother's illness to her mother, who apparently had suffered from the same thing, and began telling me sob stories about her childhood. She also began asking me uncomfortable questions about my home life. I didn't say much. I just sat there, feeling very confused about the whole situation. This happened over the course of 3 months, and eventually, I got really sick of her pulling me out of the classroom in the middle of lessons, and I snapped. I told her to stop pulling me out of classes and to leave me the hell alone. I turned to leave and go back to class. She grabs me by the arm and tells me that if I continue to withhold information, she'll have to call Child Protective Services on me. I told her to call them. They wouldn't find anything and she'd be wasting their time. A few days later, I get called out of the classroom, not by her, but by my principal, who takes me to her office where a CPS worker, my mom, and my dad is waiting. The CPS worked. My parents and I talked and she came to the conclusion that everything was fine. But I broke down in tears because the whole situation had been really stressful. My parents were pissed. They demanded to know why the hell this teacher thought it was okay to harass me about something that was none of her business. We never got a proper answer, and the teacher refused to say anything. The CPS lady was angry about having her time wasted and demanded some type of action from the principal. The teacher was not allowed to be in a room alone with me anymore, and under no circumstances was to take me out of the classroom alone. Eventually, she was moved to another class and later let go for harassment and assault of another student. I can't believe she threatened and even ended up calling CPS because OP, quote, withheld personal information from her. What the heck makes her so entitled to hear about OP's personal life? She's a freaking teacher, not a psychiatrist. This next story is titled, Santa Calls Out Entitled Woman. I work in an aquarium, and during the month of December, Santa visits and swims around in the tank and talks to kids. It's an awesome thing, and something different than the normal stuff around here. This happened a week before Christmas, 2019. So when Santa comes to the aquarium to swim with the sharks, he brings his elves with him to help talk to the children. I was one of the elves this year, my first year, and maybe my only year because of this one single woman. So we were doing our normal thing, and I was on the mic talking to kids and translating what the kids were saying for Santa to hear. In between children, my manager comes up and explains that there's a young boy. He's mute and just wants a picture. And I'm like, yeah, sure, anything. I was honestly just happy to be there. So we get to the young boy. He's like 9 and just stared as I directed him and his mom to scuba Santa. His mom takes the mic and talks to Santa. Mom says, "Hi, Santa. This is boy." He doesn't say much, so is it okay if we just get a picture? Santa says, "Of course." And then he poses for the picture. I'm standing off to the side, out of the way of the picture, checking the time as we had to get Santa a break, as his air tank only holds so much air. As I'm getting ready to call the dive team to get the new tank ready, there's a pop in my earpiece. I look up to the microphone, and the boy is holding it. Mom steps back towards me, and we all just watch. At this point, there's a small line forming, and we weren't worried about it, as this was going to be the last child before the 5-minute break. The boy says, "Hi, Santa. For Christmas, I want a truck." The entire room goes silent, and Mom starts crying before looking and explaining that he hasn't spoken in over 6 months. So I let him ramble to Santa for a bit. Most of it's lost because it's rambling, but the boy was loving it, and no one in line seemed to mind. This really was a Christmas miracle of sorts. Then enter the entitled woman. She was in her 30s with her friends, wanting a picture with Santa. The boy finished his babble and went to say goodbye. This woman yells over the crowd and says, "If he isn't gonna say real words, get him off the mic." My other elf friend was gonna confront her, as I was mic'd in, and whatever I would have said would have been everywhere. But before they could get to her, Santa's voice comes over the speakers. Now, fun fact about this particular Santa is that he was a no-nonsense kind of guy in the first place. And in this instant, he became my best friend. Santa says, "Why don't you shut your pie ho ho hole?" Now, because we hear this, means that she said it loud enough for my mic to pick up and projected across the room. She was so red, but she stayed in line. And Santa finishes with the boy. I start my signal to let Santa know that he needs to go up for a new tank. I said, "Santa, Mrs. Claus has some new cookies she wants you to try. Now, folks, Santa will be back after a short milk and cookie break." Normally, people agree and it's no big deal. We play games with the kids, sing a couple of songs, and before you know it, Santa's back. But today, this woman was not having it. The entitled woman says, "Oh, come on. You have a whole line here and he's just leaving?" I said, "He'll be right back, I promise." And then I go into a song, but this woman, she threw a fit, screaming, cursing us out, making a real scene, and I had left my mic on, and Santa could hear her screaming. Eventually he came back and finally got to her in line.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
I reluctantly let her go up and step out of the way for a picture, after she told me that if I was anywhere near the picture, she'd have my head. I had security on standby, and they were ready to walk her out because I don't want that stuff. Not in my aquarium. And the best thing ever happened. Santa says, "Now ho ho, hold on there. Are you the woman who yelled at the little boy and threw a fit when I had to go try Mrs. Claus's new cookie recipe?" She just sat there staring at him, and he says, "I'll have you know that this makes you number one on the naughty list. We need to be compassionate and nice to others. My elves here are just doing what I instructed them to do, and you are yelling at them. That's not the spirit of the holidays. You need to apologize to everyone you've been mean to, and then go back to the end of the line and wait again. Until that's done, I'm not taking a picture with the naughty person." I was hyped. This woman was a bitch. She ended up storming away, screaming for a manager. I believe she found one, but she was escorted out with no picture. The boy got to meet Santa out of the tank and got a super special picture with him and all of the elves. It was amazing, and the diver is my favorite dude forever and always. I absolutely love that Santa Claus. I especially love the part where he says, "Why don't you shut your pie ho ho hole?" Absolutely brilliant. Well played, Santa, well played. I bet the parents got a good laugh out of that one. This last story is titled, "Entitled Dad Picks Up Shark and Ruins the Day for Everyone." I work at an aquarium, and as an educator, I see a lot of stuff. On this particular day, it wasn't too busy, but we're still dealing with COVID, so a lot of things are closed at my aquarium. We're working on opening everything, but it's hard. I was working the shark touch station. Now, these particular sharks are nocturnal in the wild and tend to take naps during the day. Side note, if you don't know, not all sharks have to swim to breathe. These sharks don't have to, so they're typically lying on the bottom of the tank for their naps. I like to explain that when people come up and see that they're not moving. On this particular day, we were kinda busy, and the sharks were having their afternoon nap. A family came up and noted that the sharks weren't moving. I said, "Yeah, so they're asleep and that's totally normal, but if you have long enough arms, you can try to touch them, but keep in mind the water's cold and that they're at the bottom of the tank." The dad nods and reaches into the tank, poking the shark hard enough to wake it up, and thus making it move to the other side of the tank. He looks at me, irritated. The dad says, "Now what?" I responded, "Well, you can wait for them to wake up and come to you, or you can move to this section. It's a bit deeper, but there's a lot of sharks there to touch." He rolls his eyes and moved his family. At the new section, it was too deep for the kids to reach, and they were starting to throw a fit. When this happens, I like to offer them other things they can do, or show them animals up ahead, and always say they can come back to see if the sharks had moved. But this guy was not having it. He started to throw a fit, saying it was unfair that the sharks were asleep while people were wanting to touch them. I explain the normal stuff I say when people get upset, which only upset him more. He then proceeded to reach down, grab a shark by the tail, and lift it out of the water. I was bewildered. I see people push sharks and try to move them on a normal basis, but no one removes them from the water until today. I didn't know how to react. They don't train you for this. I said, "Sir, please put the shark down. They need to live in the water." The dad says, "My kids will touch this shark." I start to panic. Sharks and other animals can die from stress, and this shark was not having a good time. I quickly call my lead, and as he's rounding the corner, the man drops the shark, causing the other sharks to wake up and become agitated. The entitled dad takes off to the next exhibit, with my lead not far behind. I call the animal care team and essentially close down the touch station until I get the okay to open it. And guess what? It didn't open for the rest of the day, which caused a lot of angry parents complaining that they wasted their money, but that's for another day. I think my lead caught the entitled dad and kicked him out, but not without him demanding a refund for the lack of things open and the lack of fun they had. I don't know if he got it. he probably did, as we're known for handing out refunds for the dumbest things. I was too busy focusing on the animals. The sharks ended up being fine, and we were able to open the shark station the next day. So, my note to everyone is, please do not pick up the sharks at your local aquarium. Thanks. OP, I'm pretty sure you don't need a public service announcement telling people not to lift sharks out of the water in a freaking aquarium. So OP's got an update on the story that says, I got in contact with the lead for that day and asked him what the consequences were. He said that we hold a two-strike policy and we gave him a warning. He came in the next day, got into an argument about the mask policy, spit on the floor, and was escorted out by police and put on the ban list. And we did not give him a refund that day. Guys, and that brings us to another end of our slash entitled people. Listen, if you guys have not heard the last episode of our slash entitled people, you need to go check it out right now. It's the most insane entitled people story I've ever read. So basically, OP comes into a lot of money, like millions of dollars, and her family gangs up on her and forces her to split the money and pay for things because they think they're entitled to her money. It's an absolutely insane story. If you haven't seen it, go check it out, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.